Councilperson Gary?
Here.
Kennebec?
Here.
Williams?
Here.
Camp?
Present.
Davis?
Present.
Gamble?
Here.
Hanford?
Present.
Well, I've had a special guest in the audience this evening, and that's my nephew, Josh, who is visiting from California, currently working on his Eagle process. I got a little bit left. Anyways, as a scout, I've asked him if he would lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance this evening. Josh, if you would.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, Josh. And if any of you should happen to hear him address me as Uncle Roger, just know that he could say Robert when he was a baby and call me Uncle Roger, so... I don't think he knows me by any other name. In fact, I think he's uncomfortable when people call me Robert. So, anyways, welcome. Thanks, Josh, for joining us tonight. At this time, we have, as our first item on the agenda, comments from citizens. This time is set aside for citizens to speak on any issue to city council except any quasi-judicial matter subject to a public hearing. I'd like to ask that you limit your time to 5 minutes, and please provide your name and address for the record. I don't have anybody signed up this time, but if there's anyone in the audience who'd like to address council, you are certainly welcome to do so. And we got six people in the audience. Everybody's going, no, don't look at me. So I will take that as nobody, and so we will move on this evening to our business and action items. Final action item number one is a resolution declaring council's intent for use of funds from land sales. And Diane, is that you?
Well, actually, this resolution was brought forward by the Council Finance Committee, so I would defer to them if they have anything they'd like to say. Otherwise, I believe everyone has had a chance to review it.
Okay, Mr. Councilmember Camp.
Thank you. I'd like to propose a motion to approve resolution number 2012/419, declaring council's intent for the use of funds for land sales in the North Kelsey area.
Second.
Motion has been made by Councilmember Camp, seconded by Councilmember Gehring to approve resolution 2012-019, declaring council's intent for the use of funds from land sales in the North Kelsey area. Any other discussion or comments with regards to the motion on the table? All right, very good. Seeing no lights here, no comments, we will take a vote on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion approved. And I just want to say thank you to the subcommittee, spent a lot of time on this, as well as staff, City Administrator Brazel. Appreciate the input and the direction that you brought before council this evening. All right, second on the business and action item agenda tonight for final action is resolution calling for election for Roosevelt Ridge annexation. And there we need a motion to adopt resolution 2012-021 calling for election for the Roosevelt Ridge annexation on November 6, 2012. Councilmember Hanford?
So moved. I also wanted to mention...
Before you do?
Second.
All right, motion has been made by Councilmember Hanford, seconded by Councilmember Gary.
Thank you. I also wanted to mention the reason I believe we should adopt this is so that the people living in that area can decide for themselves. We heard from some of the neighbors, but not all neighbors attend council meetings or even know about them, and this would give the opportunity for the entire neighborhood to decide whether
they would
like to be
annexed or not.
Thank you.
All right, any further comments or questions this evening? Seeing no lights here, no comments. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, before we recess and go into our study session, we do have an add-on item this evening. Resolution number 2012-022, resolution of the City Council of the City of Monroe that is in front of you this evening. Councilmember Pettibat?
Thank you. I wanted to back up a minute and just talk about the Roosevelt Bridge annexation. And I know we talked about kind of getting the message out about the pros and cons of it. And I know we had done a little fact sheet. Is that correct?
We did do a fact sheet of sorts some time ago that talked about what the facts were. The school district won't change, the fire district won't change, those sort of things, the comparison taxes. And we will be advertising and soliciting for people for pro and con statements to go on the ballot as well.
And is that little fact sheet, is that on the website? How are we getting that? I know when people call and have questions, we can direct them to that, but is that accessible on the website?
It can be and will be. We'll add that to the website.
I was going to suggest that maybe, we want this to happen. And, you know, having kind of a marketing plan or somewhat to get the message out. And I'd be even willing as a council person to go up in that area and possibly doorbell and let people know this is the intent and why we want it to happen. I think doing, you know, some legwork like that might make it more successful. I mean, we're putting it out. I think it's important if we put it out, we try to make it as successful as possible. So I didn't know if other council members were up for that, willing to do a little bit of groundwork or not, or just to get the message out about why we want this to happen.
Can we get a mailer for the notice of our original intent to do this? Are we planning on doing a mailer? There's only a few hundred homes, so a mailer to ask for both pro and con participants, or how are we going to advertise?
We're going to advertise in the paper, and there's a few people that I can call directly to see if there's some interest for or against. There are more candidates in the con category than pro, but I think we'll be able to find some people.
Councilmember Kim.
Thank you. I agree, and I was thinking probably along the same lines, using that recent newsletter that you produced might be an option, having that. And as much as I love doorbell, loved something like that.
Okay. Maybe we can work out something with regards to the newsletter. Sure. Connect. I know you're leaving. Is that next month?
I'm gone at the end of August. So, I mean, I just think if we put this out there and we want it to be successful, that we do a full, you know, effort to make it so. And I think if council is willing to spend a few hours between a group of us to go out and doorbell and educate people and go door to door and say we're doorbelling for this reason, this is why we, you know, want you in the city. And at least then we've done everything we can. And if it comes back a negative, we've done everything.
And you know, as soon as I thought about it, you said that, and I hear it say on election issues,
Are we not
city resources cannot be spent on it. However, pro-con statement, too, I also want to caution. I think that it's important that we send a copy of that to the, not the pro-con statement, but the pros and cons that you put out, send a copy to the PDC before we put on the website to gain their approval on it.
So we're not allowed to doorbell on this?
I believe elected officials can, but I can double check that.
Yeah, I think the city staff can't produce things and mail things that say vote for the annexation. Mm-hmm.
And so we can't go out and doorbell to say we vote for it?
You as a citizen go out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So not a city council, but
we're not using government resources. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thanks. Thanks for clarifying that.
Okay. Before you is a resolution. And do we have any comments or questions or anything from council prior? Like, can we get a motion to adopt the resolution. I'll have the city administrator read the official title of the resolution once the motion has been made.
Yes.
Yeah.
I move.
Motion has been made by Councilmember Cutaback to approve resolution number 2012-022, resolution of the City Council of the City of Monroe, Washington, and seconded by Councilmember Gamble. And I'll have City Administrator read the official title of the motion or the resolution.
Thank you, Mayor. Resolution number 2012-022, resolution of the City Council of the City of Monroe, Washington, providing for the submission of a non-binding advisory ballot proposition to the qualified electors of the city at the November 6, 2012 election regarding the automated traffic safety camera program adopted under ordinance number 002-2007.
Seeing no lines, hearing no comments, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we are now going to recess, reconvene in study session with one study session topic this evening, and that is the draft agenda. City Administrator Brett.
Draft agenda, August 14th, 2012. We have a consent agenda, which consists of the minutes and accounts payable and payroll bills. Study session topics. Number one is student council representative. Number two, expand water service area to encompass Sky Meadow Water Association boundaries. Number three, introduction to the 2013 comprehensive plan amendment request. Number four, discussion 2015 periodic update to the comprehensive plan. Number five, coffee stand regulations. Number six is department reports. Number seven is the draft agenda for August 21st, 2012. Additions or deletions?
Councilmember Cam's slide is on because I hit it, but and that was just to say that we had a brief conversation prior to the council meeting. I also had a meeting with Mayor Eslick in Sultan, and at that time actually met two student council members and had invited them to come out and share a little bit about their experience, although they're early in their book term. We will be reaching out to Donna Wright and the City of Sultan to see if we can coordinate that and have them here as well, just to give a little perspective from the students from my view. So any further comments or?
No.
All right, anything to add or delete as City Administrator Breslin was requested? Wow. Councilmember Hanford.
I move to adjourn.
So the second.
All right. And with that, Councilmember Hanford has moved to adjourn, and Councilmember Gearing has seconded. This one goes in the record books. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
Good evening. Thanks. Wait, shit's gone.